Supporters called the Conscience Protection Act and say it allows healthcare workers to opt out of procedures they find objectionable. Opponents call it a refusal clause and say it denies patients services. One of the more controversial aspects of the legislation would offer job protection to pharmacists who don't want to dispense certain medication. The bill's author, Representative Gene Huntemark of Clintonville, says pharmacists could refuse to fill a prescription for RU486, the abortion pill, but they could not deny or refuse to refer a request for the morning after pill or other contraceptives.
We're not talking any type of drugs or devices that are intended to prevent a pregnancy, only those that are intended to terminate a pregnancy.
Critics say the bill is so vaguely written that birth control could be denied. Chris Taylor is with Planned Parenthood.
The bill does not define pregnancy, and so essentially you could have the situation that we've had in Wisconsin where you have a pharmacist who believes that birth control pills don't prevent pregnancy, that birth control pills cause an abortion. And if that is your belief, then you are protected under this bill and can refuse to dispense birth control.
A similar bill was vetoed by Governor Jim Doyle last session. The new bill gives increased job protection in a variety of health care settings, including medical school labs and nursing homes. Employees wouldn't have to do work involving embryonic stem cells or withdraw a feeding tube from a brain-dead patient, even if relatives request it. Representative Huntemark says this prevents next of kin from making a life-ending decision for a family member who's not terminally ill, but rather in a vegetative state. Critics of the legislation say even those who make out advanced directives might have their wishes ignored. Shimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.